to, of course. You'll come back to that. It's above. Can you finish off yesterday? We have time for that. Thank you very much for your availability. Colleagues, if you recall well, yesterday we couldn't finish our work because of the quorum issue. We agreed to reconvene today so that we can conclude the work of yesterday and also conclude the A-list, adoption of the A-list. Let me start by welcoming all of you and thank you really for your patience, your understanding. Thank Mehlo Nyana also, you're welcome. We really waited for you and we really appreciate that you are here. I'm going to give the opportunity to Peter Paul, to the secretary actually, to give us the apologies.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the apologies that we have for today are as follows. We have Mr. M.A. Kwele, who is still away due to ill health, and we have received apologies from the two members of the Democratic Alliance. Although no reasons were forwarded, the apologies themselves were sent. And just for the record, we need to just mention that today's ATC assisted us in getting this meeting moving, in the sense that the two members that are full-time members of the committee, and Ms. Matsimbi and Mr. Pikinini, are away due to their academic commitments, have since been replaced by the Speaker's office with the members who are joining us from since yesterday, the Honourable Madela and the Honourable Tsotetsi. So that was done legally through the ATC, the Speaker's office.
Thank you so much. I guess the issues of attendance have been explained, and we have followed all the rules and procedures that we needed to, or procedural methods that we needed to follow. So we do have a quorum for this meeting. Colleagues, if we follow yesterday's discussion, we're going to indicate that after receiving responses from the minister on the recommendations regarding related to the amendments effected by the committee, the minister's response had other suggested amendments that needs us to confirm whether we agree with them or not. So the opportunity now is to deal with those amendments that the minister alluded to. First, we have to agree whether the wording in as far as the point 8 consent. That is 8.4, subsection 4, dealing with the buyer power, reflecting the discussions in the portfolio committee and the engagement with the executive. The minister is indicating that he did get an advice on the new wording. It's just an advice that he's giving that for him to be able to clarify further so that there is no problems around the that section around the historically disadvantaged people, we will have to make additions on the wedding on 8.4.D1, yes, as indicated by, that is the minister must inform in terms of section 78, make regular, oh yes, this is related to the regulation, sorry, it's no longer on the issues related to the threshold, sorry for that. Yes, it's regarding regulations. For him to be able to make the regulations, to agree with that, he had to clarify it further. The regulations, remember, they are related to the section on the historically disadvantaged people and the SMMEs, that is small medium enterprises. So if we agree, maybe let me repeat what he was saying here. The minister agrees with us in terms of the amendment that we wanted him to effect, but then in order to have clear clarity on that, he got an advice that if that section is going to be left as it is, it might create some challenges going forward. That is the legal interpretation challenges. So for us, in order for us to avoid that, he had to then insert within that particular section but that is 8.4.D1, yes. He had to include explain that the other aspect of it that will help in clarifying that particular clause or subsection, sorry. It reads thus, the designation, okay. The minister must, in terms of section 78, make regulations designating the sectors to which this subsection will apply. But then the minister wants to insert something in between to say, to read thus, the minister must, in terms of section 78, make regulation designating the sectors, comma, and in respect of firms owned or controlled by historically disadvantaged persons, comma, the benchmarks for determining the firms, comma, to which this subsection will apply. And then the rest, and then it will be followed by that semicolon and then end as it was before. So the insertion here is after sectors. What we need to do is to indicate whether we agree with that after the explanation by the minister of why he felt we should do that. This is mainly to clarify that particular subsection so that it doesn't give us a challenge in future. That is the legal challenge. And Dr. Siani.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we agree.
We do not have a problem?
No, we don't have a problem.
Okay. Is that the feeling of the House? Mr. Matela.
I certainly support, Chair, because as the Minister explained, this will take care of future potential challenges. It's
okay.
Not only for now. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. The second area is around, this is also dealing with the issues of doubts in future. It could be in future, it could be any time. So it's something that will obviously arise after the law has been assented to. So we need to make sure that that is clarified. So in order to deal with issues of ambiguity, it is important that the minister must clarify. So he also on this one, which is subsection 94B, yes. 94A, yes, it's 94A. The minister must make regulations in terms of Section 7. It's more or less on the same line, actually. The minister must make regulations in terms of Section 78 to give effect to this section, comma, including the benchmarks for determining the application of this section to firms owned or controlled by historically disadvantaged persons. The explanation is still the same, because if he were to leave that section as it was, it's going to then create a challenge, especially for black firms who might in future tend to be controlling firms. So it all, yeah. So that is meant to clarify that. And if we don't have a problem with that, can I hear someone saying anything? If we feel we might not have dominant black previously disadvantaged dominant firms in future, we also have a right to say no. But the matter is on the table now. May I hear you?
Chair, I certainly support it. It will be a great travesty of justice, and we will be a fail if we don't have dominant black firms in the future. Chair, we must have. Thank
okay.
you.
Yes, because we don't support anyone being dominant over another, whether black or white. So right now we're trying to correct the imbalance, and if in future we still have skewed balancing issues, we will still have to deal with them. So this is futuristic also. So if you agree with the Honourable Matela, may I see anyone who seconded?
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Methodist. Second. Thank you. The next amendment, the proposed amendment from the Minister, are just technical. If we go to section, clause 23, which deals with section 43B, under initiating and conducting market inquiries, it's just a sequencing of issues. If you go to 43B3AD, you'll see that on page 6, any person aggrieved by the determination of the Competition Commission in terms of subsection. So in between of and subsection, there's an inclusion of this. And then after subsection, there was subsections 1 or 2. The proposal is that we delete that and we make a direct reference to actual days, which are 15 business days. Because the reference will according to the minister, it will be a bit confusing. So this will be direct reference to 15 business days. If you remember, here we had proposed, they had proposed 10 days, and then we said 15 days. They said no, 10 days is okay, but now they're coming back to say 15 days, I guess. So they are agreeing with us and also the members of the public on the 15 days. So I just want to hear you there, or perhaps I must just conclude with the next one on 43B1A, which also is amending. I'll read one current 1A. The Competition Commission, acting within its functions set out in Section 21(1), and on its own initiative or in response to a request from the Minister, may conduct a market inquiry at any time subject to subsection 2 to 4. So all what is being amended here is that we remove after section 21(1), we remove everything until the minister and the comma, and then we leave out may conduct a market inquiry at any time subject to subsection 2 to 4, and we say now we remove that 4 and also the amended 7, we remove that one. And instead of 7, because if you remember well, we had made our own amendments that are going to be reflected in the A list. So this clarification will come in there of 7 and 6. So the minister was trying to make things easier for us here. So the main amendment that is being made here is around 7 to 6. We need to be clear in referencing. If you agree that this will bring better referencing, please indicate. And Adetliane?
Thank you, Chair. We agree, Chair.
You agree. Thank you. I guess that then brings us to the end of the further amendments as recommended by the minister through his responses. I guess following also the questions that were posed yesterday by Dr. Cardo in relation to the proposed, on page 2, if you recall well, the proposed ministerial advisory panel and committees on the regulations, the minister did clarify that, and the clarification went further to say there's no need to include that in the bill. So that is a matter that is anyway the procedural issue that is in the realm of the minister's responsibilities. And these are some of the responsibilities he has to do anyway, whether the bill is there or not. So we don't have to do anything on that one. So we're hoping that all these sections as amended, our legal advisor together with the state law advisors will work out the whole reorganization and ensure that we get a clear bill that is clean in terms of the wording and also in terms of the referencing. Right now, this concludes issues as raised by the minister. We are now looking, in addition to our previous amendments, of which the minister agreed with, except these two major ones that he wanted to amend for clarity purposes. We're going to allow the we have our legal advisor plus the state law advisor. They have drafted our A list, I hope so. And that A list is our recommendation, our proposals in terms of what we think amendments to this bill, to the amendment bill, should be. Bill 23 of 2018, 23A. So can we then deal with that if you're ready? Otherwise, we can give you a few minutes, and then we... Are you ready? Okay, can you refer us to a document? Which document is that?
Process then, members, is I'll read the clause in terms of clause 1, clause 2, clause 3. These are the amendments that we are proposing, the committee is proposing to the amendment bill. And therefore, after each clause, I'll just say clause 1, members will say either agreed or not agreed. So as to be able then, we'll adopt then the amendments to the bill at the end by means of a vote. So I'll start, members. On page 2, clause 1.
Agreed.
Okay. The heading says proposed amendment to the competition amendment bill. P23 of 2018. The members agreed.
We agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Chair.
Yes.
Okay. Clause 1. Our members agreed with the amendments proposed in Clause 1.
Agreed, Chair.
Clause 3. Our members agreed with the amendments on Clause 3.
Agreed.
Clause 4, our members agree with the amendments on Clause 4.
Agreed.
Our members agree with the amendments on Clause 5.
Agreed.
Clause 6, our members agreed with the amendments proposed in Clause 6.
Agreed.
Clause
on page 10, our members agreed with the amendment on clause 7. Members on clause 9, our members agreed with the amendment on clause 9.
Agreed.
Clause 10, our members agreed on clause 10.
Agreed.
Agreed, Chair. Okay. Then we're on page 12. Clause 11, our members agreed with the amendments on clause 11.
Agreed.
Page 13, our members agreed with amendments on clause 13.
Agreed.
And page 16, our members agreed with amendments on clause 21.
Agreed.
On clause 23, you'll see the new amendments by the minister have been put in, and they've been highlighted in clause 1. On point number 1.
Can I just go back, take you back to page 14? I know we're dealing with clause 13. Yeah. On 10, the minister must within 30 days of the decision contemplated in subsection 7. I don't have a problem with A. Inform the National Assembly in appropriate detail of the decision. We said 30 days, members.
You're still there,
man. No, I'm asking, is that 30 days also for the...
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. I was just highlighting the amendments done in relation to the minister's submission yesterday on clause 23, which is point 1 and point 3. So we've highlighted them, so the members just noted them. Our members agreed with amendments on clause 23.
Agreed.
Yeah. And then on clause 25, our members agreed with the amendments on clause 25.
Agreed.
Clause 32, which is on page 17, our members agreed with the amendments on clause 32.
Agreed.
Clause 34, which goes to page 18, are the members agreed with the amendments on clause 34?
Agreed.
And then our members agreed with the new numbering of clauses on page 19, 20 to 21, which just deals with the arrangement of sections.
Agreed.
Thank you, members. The other amendments which we did based on the minister's submissions yesterday are contained on page 6. So I just want members to look at them. I'll pass them. There's one on page 6 at the top. Do members note those amendments? The next one is also on page 9, which is 9-4 at the bottom. Are those amendments noted by members?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, our legal advisor. Is there anything perhaps the state advisor would want to say?
Thank you, Chair. Just to indicate that as a result of the changes on that we've just now proposed, that the committee has just now proposed, there are just consequential changes to the memo on the objects of the bill, but we can fix that between ourselves, with our two offices, just to ensure that the memorandum also speaks to the changes that the committee has now adopted, but it's not necessary to put it in the A list. We can just make sure that it's aligned with the proposed amendments. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I think it's also proper that we ask the question to the members so that they agree with you. The process from here will then take us to both the state law advice and the parliamentary legal advisors drafting of the bill for adoption next week. So for them to do that, because the way change is effected, state law advisors is saying, those changes will obviously affect the object of the bill. So they feeling that they can do that between themselves because they understand the rationale behind the amendment. They will then agree, they understand where we're coming from, they'll agree because both our parliamentary legal advice will be representing us and the state law advisor will be also representing the state. So, as you know, they said trash politico, they have to make sure that everything is aligned. So if we have confidence in them that they will make necessary changes according to what we have discussed, and we'll only see those amendments when we deal with the drafted amendment bill that incorporates our amendment. If we feel that's okay, I want you to indicate by show of hands so that we agree with the proposal officially. So, Honorable Mandela, Madela.
I have complete faith and trust in our parliamentary legal advisors as well as our state law advisor chair. I support and agree to it.
Thank you so much. Any seconder? We are dealing with procedural issues here. They are, unfortunately, they can be time consuming, but we have to deal with them. Hence, I need a seconder, please. Officially so.
Seconded, Honorable Chair.
Thank you so much. Everything is recorded, members, so we need to be sure that we record everything. That then brings us to the end of the A-list reading, but now we have to ensure that we adopt everything, the A-list as a whole. Anyone with an afterthought after we have agreed to every clause? If you do have an afterthought, please indicate. Otherwise, can I get a confirmation for or adoption of this A-list as a true reflection of what we have agreed upon in terms of or in as far as our amendments are concerned?
Thank you, Chair. I propose for the adoption.
Thank you, Ma'am Kulo. Any seconder?
I second the adoption of the A-list.
Thank you so much, Ms. Odetsu. Then that brings us to the end of the meeting. Thank you so much for your attendance, your patience once more, to the members, to our support staff for the hard work, for our legal gurus here from both the state and also law advice office and also from the